Frederick Township Board of Supervisors monthly meeting for April 3rd, 2024. Let's do the pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I want to let you know that I object to this agenda because the agenda items that are in this agenda are set up to hide, in my opinion, taxes that have been proposed to the residents for open space and trash collection. Thank you.
Any public comment?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Previously, I asked you about how you were going to stand up to, not stand up to, but you apply for things. How are you going to stand up to these developers now that are in here?
Okay, so last time it was how I was going to stop, and this time that's how I'm going to stand up to them. I plan on putting people on the Planning Commission that will educate themselves to help us tighten up our zoning, our ordinances, things like that.
What's different from the previous administration to you now?
Well, what has been done in the last 10 years to do that?
Yeah.
I'm asking you. That's my question. What has been done in the last 10 years?
I'm asking you the question. I want to answer from you.
Right now, I don't feel like much has been done. I feel like we could do much more.
Well, I will say, I'm a member of the Regional Planning Committee for Central Park Valley, and we met the other week, and I did discuss with Eric Jarrell, who's with Montgomery County. He said in May that the Transportation and Housing Plan is going to be released. So I had it on my notes for tonight to bring up under the Planning Commission meeting dates. I know we've been having, the last two have been canceled, and I wanted to ask that the Planning Commission actually review the 2020 zoning in the comprehensive plan and make sure that we're staying on top of that. And if our zoning needs to change or can change to protect the township a little bit more with changing zoning, that we should be looking at it. So I was going to ask the Planning Commission, so I didn't even know you were going to be here, Rick. I was going to mention it because Eric Jarrell said he would also come to a meeting and assist with ideas.
I would ask that you review the minutes from the Planning Commission for the last 10 years, and you'll see that quite a lot has been done.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is, you were condemning everybody else before, and you and your so-called clique, you said a lot, but I want to know what didn't get done.
I wasn't privy to everything done, so I can't tell you what didn't get done. It's the case of the you don't know what you don't know. What I perceived was, I forget the statistics, but it's something like out of 30-something meetings, 10 were had, 2 meeting minutes were published. I plan on changing that. That's what I ran on. I gave everybody in this township my word that I was going to try and tighten these things up, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to find ways to do it.
All right. Is anything different from what was done before, though?
In my eyes, I can't tell you what was done in the past, Don. I can just tell you the perception. Mr. Crawford.
From the public's eyes, what's been done in the past 6-7 years, if you go by what minutes and information was posted on the website or set out in meetings that wasn't set in, just a resolution number with no explanation. I sat in these meetings now for 16 years. Okay, nothing was done. Not that we know of, because you didn't tell us. You didn't tell us what you were doing. It was just all, you'd sit in a meeting here, and when you'd leave the meeting, you couldn't tell what was done, except resolution 2076 has been passed. Everything was always unanimous. There was never any discussion, and people sitting out here never got to say a word. So, from a public eyes, looking through my lenses, the lenses from the public, the board didn't do anything. If they did, they should have showed us. Because right now, I see ordinances that are being trying to be tightened down by the Planning Commission, with the stormwater, changing them, the parking, doing this, trying to make things harder for developers. Why wasn't that done 6 years ago? Why does it wait till somebody comes in here and is trying to build? Now we're hurrying up, let's try and change stuff. It should have been done, but people weren't doing their jobs. And now we're where we're at. Now we're sitting here with the possibility of an apartment complex coming down here. So tell me, what did the board do?
My thing was this.
Well, that freaks me.
Yeah, I see very few people at a planning commission meeting, so that's where you could have found this and still have what we do.
But you kept on canceling them. You can find them going.
You have them when there's something to do. We're not going to sit here and...
Well, that's not what the whole thing.
So you just hit the nail on the head. We need to be more proactive, which is why I was going to recommend that you look at the planning, at the comprehensive plan, so that we are proactive.
This last year, we did that. You know, it's been done for a year. The last 3 years, I think there's been two houses built in Upper Frederick Township. And the current threat from the current developer so far has been stymied. I mean, he hasn't been in now, what, for 6 or 7 months? Well, I think there's a good reason for that. But, you know, when he does come back in, which he probably will, we'll do our best to control development. We can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. I never said we could stop it. So you can stop saying that. I never once said that.
Well, I'm not saying...
No, I'm not saying you. I'm talking to Mr. Cavett here. So that's what he gets...
There's where you said it, right here. That note that I brought out to you before, you're going to stand up to developers. I asked you how you're going to stand up to them.
So I just told you how I would stand up to it. Okay? There's no stopping it.
Well, you never said that before.
I never said I was going to stop it, Don.
I think it's a misinterpretation.
Yeah, I think it's word games is what I think. I think it's a word game. But Rick, to my point with you is, what is our fair share here as far as apartments and housing and developments and things like that? Does anybody know right now what our fair share is as far as apartment buildings? Is that even an option for this young man?
You have to provide for every use to the extent, unless you can... share that in the regional, with the regional zoning. You know, sometimes we can place some of that off on another municipality, but then you have to take something that they don't want. But to that extent, you can try to stop some of the, you know, take some of our share away.
But do we know what ours currently is right now?
No, we just have to have everything from, you know, apartments to industrial to 2 acre lots. We have to provide for every use.
Even if our fair share is being covered by someone else that's part of the Central Perkiomen Regional Planning Commission,
we'll have a better idea of that in May when they send out the updated housing and transportation plan.
These are the things that I want to look into. I'm not saying you're deficient. I'm just saying we don't know. And with the developments coming in, I think, yeah, we should be proactive. I know we just had a canceled meeting. I caught an email over that. Where the gentleman felt like we should be doing something, reviewing something. Is there something we could do? Like you had said, Mr. Buckman, there's new things come out all the time. So this young man, he's eager to go, let's say. He's a general contractor. He wants to look into it, take a deep dive. He's willing to educate himself, as is the other gentleman on the board that we stuck. I believe all three of them that we stuck on. We asked them all, would you be interested in, or would you commit 80% to going to these to education and attending these meetings? Everybody's answer was yes, but I'm not sure what we've done in the last so many years where personnel actually went to these. Like, do we have documentation where these guys have all gone? Like, I know there was one gentleman on the board for 8 years. Did he go to classes in those 8 years? Like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Myself either. But that's what I'm saying. We're going to find out.
Should be a requirement.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to find out.
Dave Hartline did.
Did he? But Dave Hartline had a conflict, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, he should have never been put there, right?
He backed out of that.
He had no choice.
Why did you not put him in? He's already educated in that.
Because he clearly had a conflict, so he was removed. Anything further? Mr. George.
George Jones, Clover Lane. The only problem I see is that there needs to be consistency in the planning board meeting. And, you know, I know that there might not be pressing issues each and every meeting, but I still think it's important to meet and discuss general topics, zoning. Even if there was 3 out of 5 members that were available, say 1 or 2 people had something else to do that night, that's fine. But I think the other 3 should push forward, still have meetings, have open discussion, and try to figure out how we can get ahead of things and get out in front of these things before they happen. And I would just encourage the meetings to be more consistent. And that's about all I have to say on the topic. I mean, I appreciate everything that, you know, Mr. Buckman and the other board members do, but I think that with these developers, you know, their pending development, I think it's important for us to, you know, really show a united front and that we're organized and we're just not meeting once in a while or when we get around to it.
Well, the concern would be if you only meet when something comes up, then that means you're not being proactive. And I think we should be taking the steps to make sure that we are reviewing the comprehensive plan, and we should be, I think I mentioned this back in January at a different meeting, that we should be really looking at, are there key properties that are potentially desirable that we want to make sure, what and I have no idea what limitations are, so I'm just speaking off the cuff. Are there key farmland properties out there that somebody could potentially sell to a developer? And what can we do to make sure that we are proactive about that before it's too late?
You're probably going to discuss that under open space, I would imagine.
Yeah.
but yes, I mean, what can we preserve? Can we purchase? Can we, you know, I don't know what that looks like. But I'm just saying, I don't know what I don't know. But I would expect the Planning Commission to be well-versed.
I really appreciate the importance of the work that the Planning Commission does. And
it's vital.
And we do have 3 out of 5 people right now that need the education.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether you get that by attending meetings or attending classes, but or both. But one of the open ones on the identifying farmland that could be affected with developers back in the, I may have told you this before, but I'm getting old. But back in the 80s when I was a supervisor, I brought up an open space plan before the county ever did. And I proposed the bond issue that we would use that money to buy development rights on open space in the township. And it got all these great editorials in the Boston Mercury. Everybody loved it. But the residents didn't want to pay the taxes to foot the bill. And so it never got anywhere. In reality, if that land all gets developed, the school taxes are going to go up more than what the taxes are going up to buy the development rights. Mm-hmm. Also, if I would have done it back in the 80s, that bond issue would have been paid off years ago. So, you know, maybe that's something to bring up again.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm currently working on, Rick.
I know you're
so right. I spoke to you about that. I've spoke to other people about that prior to our conversation. I did get a contact information from you. I have 4 people that I've been working with since 2021 when I first ran for this office that have continued to work towards this. We will be discussing that in a little bit here. But it isn't just the 80s when you brought it up. It should have been taken care of in the 90s, 2000s, and so forth. We're just now going to get into it now. It is a priority inside this township, and in our comprehensive plan, it says that. It, you know, through these primary polls that we did, it was on the tip of everybody's tongue. Everybody was driving for it. I think the taxes, obviously, is what people don't want to hear.
Yeah, you're willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. You got
to. There was ground bought by the township in the 90s and 2000 and other times
through the county.
Through the county, yeah. I'm talking about what we could do personally inside here. I know what...
The township is who did it, not the county. The township pushed it to get the Girl Scout to sell ground to Goshhoppin. That was a forced purchase. The open space over there, the parks, that was all ground that was started here in this township. The county may have given us the funds, but it was started through. So there was ground bought in the years that you say there was no ground bought.
But let's go back. I didn't say there was no ground bought. What I'm saying is there was no priority here. So what I'm trying to do is establish this. There's no hidden tax here. That's what this is about. We didn't discuss a tax. That's why it's not in these meeting minutes.
Was
that's
it not why identified as a tax in the previous meeting?
In the previous version
of this, it was identified as a tax in this agenda until you changed it.
No, there was nothing on here that said open space tax. It said open space. That's what it said. I never sat here and said, hey, let's charge X amount of dollars towards the township. Did I say that? No, I didn't.
You talked about taxes, man.
Huh? You could be pretty sure.
Yes, you did mention tax.
I'm sure I said that's how this would be funded, but I never said we're going to tax and this is how much we want to tax. That's why it's not written in here. I know the fodder you guys are looking for, you're just not going to get it. Once it comes up and this number comes out, I'll stand by it. Just like I told Rick, I'll stand by this bond that he wants. I've talked to other townships that did the bond, but I've also talked to other townships that had the open space too since the 90s, who have all those funds, who didn't have to rely on the county because the county doesn't always have the funds. As Rick and I talked about, the county's strapped now. So there's, I think it's what, $500,000 they deal with each year for land preservation or something like that?
Well, it's spread too thin over the whole
thing. Right.
I think so we're going
that's
down
where this, that's where this just, comes out.
I think well, the whole purpose of it, you're talking about a tax. You can't actually talk about an open space tax until you decide if you even want to have an open space plan.
Right.
So I think right. that's why it's on here, is to this, say, is this something we should be talking about, and or should we punt it to the Planning Commission to make sure that they're covering open space? Maybe it falls under their purview to see what is the likelihood of doing that. How would you fund something like that? But to put open space tax on the business before the board makes it look as though we're talking about the tax. We're talking about the idea of can we, how would we preserve open space? It's
this,
not necessarily
first step, this step. Agenda, thing. Mm-hmm. The previous version of this agenda mm-hmm. that was presented as the draft mm-hmm. had open space, it had tax on this line okay. item. The other line item for trash collection, when I brought up, hey, how are you going to do this? If your only method to do this trash collection is through a tax, then that line item should have tax on it. Then that
same
line item
same discussion. It becomes a discussion if you want the township to pay for it.
Well, hold on a second. Let him finish. So, number one, we never discussed how that trash was going to be done. It could be an individual bill to somebody's house. Why would I want to scare the public with a tax? Unless it was a plan or, you know, for fodder.
I don't know. This is what you're talking about. How else are you going to do it?
I just told you.
If you're talking about trash, he was asking if there was a way that we could get. Would it be beneficial for the township to have an agreement that a standard trash company?
I can tell you that it was.
Didn't say we were going to pay for it.
Stages of being discussed. There was nothing mentioned about any kind of taxes associated to any of these services. It was just in the discussion stage. Hey, let's talk about it.
I think this is what I think. Mm-hmm. Having sat on the other side, and not as many times as I should have, okay? But I've never seen a real discussion at the Board of Supervisors. Just as Mr. Carafa said, when you guys come in, you've had your, the three of you would sit here. There was no discussion about anything unless Tracy said for 5 minutes, gave some little synopsis, but there was never a discussion about even what the other options were. So Bill and I are trying to be transparent about things that we can be doing as a Board of Supervisors that assist our township, keeping it rural, maybe saving money if we can get a better plan together with a trash company. What are ways that we can either A, save money or keep our township rural? These are discussions for us. We don't jump into saying we're going to have a tax, but to be transparent with the township and get their feedback and input, we have to have these discussions.
Okay.
So I think it's important that it doesn't say tax because that's misleading. That's going to upset people. Extreme. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what path. What we're saying is, this is an idea. Can we talk about it? Do you have ideas? Let's get it out in minutes. Let's get it on a video. Let's get it on a recording so that people in the township can hear it and weigh in.
It's what a lot of people call brainstorming. In other words, Bill might have an idea. Sean has an idea. You know, Mr. Buckman may have an idea on, say, trash collection.
or they could, you know, share an idea that, hey, a friend of mine, they just went through this, and we kind of exchange ideas, and then before you know it, you have something that is a blend of everyone's ideas, and it's workable for all.
This is what transparency looks like. It's actually having the conversation and allowing the dialogue. And you know what? If some of it's heated, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because people can be passionate about their township. I'm totally fine with people being passionate about their township, about their own finances. But you can't be transparent if you don't have a discussion with the township.
As far as I just wanted to comment on the trash. If you don't live in the crossings, because I don't think the crossings have whitetail. I think you guys have somebody else. I'm not sure what I think. But everybody else in the township is pretty much stuck with the whitetail. If you looked at your last bill, you'll see where all us that they got pulled into in this last round were on the discount. Well, the rates just wanted to get in January. So when our discount's up, we're going to get hit real hard. And we have no other choice.
Correct.
Because nobody else is going to come in and take it. It's not profitable or cost effective for them. So if the township reaches out on behalf of all the residents and says, you know, waste management or whoever, if we guarantee you, you're our trash, we make you the trash collector for our township, would you do it? And everybody just pays you and give us a decent rate? But right now, we can't do nothing. We're stuck and we're screwed as soon as our first year is up with whitetail.
So I actually reached out to one vendor. And that's how it was proposed. It has nothing to do with hiding it in a municipal tax. That was an option that they did with another township. But that isn't how they have to do it.
We just want to get
so my biggest concern was if someone doesn't pay their bill, now someone else got to, you know, carry the load there. I didn't want our taxpayers to be responsible for that. I think everybody should be on
an individual
basis.
But I could see a vendor saying, if the township agrees to pay the monthly bill on behalf of the entire township so we don't have to do individual collections and individual billing, then we will give you a further discounted rate. Then if that was proposed, that would come before the township and we would discuss, what does that look like? Does that save you money? Is it, you know, less than the 100 and whatever we pay per quarter for?
Yeah, but it gets a little scary then because some of the farms and stuff don't use this.
No, we have dumpsters.
They have dumpsters. Yeah. So why should they pay a tax for something?
I didn't say one way or the other.
Right, that's why I like to see.
I'm just saying that could come up as an option.
But if we can guarantee them that you're the trash collector for us, somebody else might come in.
It's a work in progress. I'm going to tell you. I've reached out to one, but there's four that I have on a list that I'm going to reach out to. So there was no. No taxes. So everybody's clear on that.
But
zero.
It's an effort to save money. That's really what it's all about.
It's our job.
If you ask me, inflation's killing us all. Yeah. I don't care how much money you got.
A little bit here and there, I'm all for it.
Amen. All right. So moving along. Minutes. Oh, wait. Is there any other public comment? Let me say that.
I just have one question concerning budget. The proposed budget, what time of the year does that usually come out? Like, say, January, February, or is it toward the end of the prior year?
September, October starts being discussed,
October.
Right, Ms.
That's the proposed budget, right?
They usually discuss it in, like, September-ish.
Yeah, and then
they have budget discussions. They don't publish a posted or a proposed
and
at that
then
point.
Then when is it approved, the approved budget?
I believe it's December.
Was the December
that is when we
approve the budget?
Okay.
It is December.
And then my other question is, toward the end of the year, when after the money's spent, is there some sort of reporting back, some sort of bookkeeping of some kind that would spell out exactly how the money really was spent, the reality of what happened?
Yeah.
That would be the actual budget. So there's the... At the end of the year, you have the whole budget, the proposed, plus the actual, what was spent and where it was spent. And
it has all line items.
You're looking for an actual with line items.
But there is a financial report that comes out with each Board of Supervisors meeting.
Yeah, each meeting, there's a treasurer's
report. But I'm not concerned about each meeting. I'm concerned about what the budget was and what the end result was, say, for 2024.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, because I'm really interested in what the final number is. Say, for instance, last year. Because that's come and gone, you know. And I looked a little bit on this site, but I really wasn't quite sure if I was seeing exactly what I was looking at, but that's my other question. If I had a question regarding that, could I talk to one of the auditors, internal or external?
I think you would talk to Linda.
You'd probably talk to the treasurer.
Mm-hmm. Linda? She does all the finances.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll yes. get her
so you can call or email.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I looked through some of what was listed on the website, and I don't want to speak in a public forum without talking to someone to clarify exactly what I was looking at, if what I'm seeing is reality. So I would really like to talk to the treasurer or one of the auditors or mm-hmm. someone like that that could explain a little bit to me.
Of course.
But I'm interested in just seeing how all this works.
Just reach out.
Yep.
Any other public comment? Moving along. Meeting minutes for February 7th, 2024, February 14th, 2024, February 22nd, 2024, March 6th, 2024. These are all the ones in question or just three sets?
These are the four sets that haven't been approved, but I'm not sure you were going to because there were so many discussions on them. There was never an agreement. Right.
There is. I would like to be able to review that this week. I mean, there was so much other stuff that got handed to us this week. I didn't have a chance to sit and review every last one of these while I was doing everything else.
So look, the comments that I have about these minutes, there are public comments that were made that are not, some of them, like the first pass of the January 7th or February 7th minutes completely omitted Don Cabot's comments. There were comments in here about the schoolhouse discussion that were summarized into a paragraph. There are minutes in here for the special meeting on February 22nd. The motions are inaccurate. I voted no on both of those.
Okay, and so when I do them, and that's why I send them for your review. So review it, and maybe it's something I missed, but that's what it's reviewed for you to reply back.
Right. And I did. So.
Okay. And we fix that.
Anyway.
Well, was it fixed? Let's just not gloss over. Was it repaired? Fixed? Did you have a chance to look at it?
Is it the one where I said Sean abstained?
There
from
was,
voting.
There was one where I marked as voting for it that I did not. And there's one that I voted no where it said I abstained.
Okay, I believe I fixed
it. Oh, I voted, it says I abstained where I voted no.
Okay, that one, I know we've changed to 2-1.
Two.
I can't remember which one that was, the 22nd.
Are the ones with his corrections in here?
Yep, everything that is in red.
Okay,
is.
So which one are we talking about here?
Well, if you start
with
2-7.
We got 2-14, so 2...
Well, why don't you start with 2-7? Start with the first one. I can tell you I am fine with the Don Cabot comments added that you have in red on yours, Sean. I have no issue with that. What I thought was excessive, as I said in my email back to you today, was all the three pages, the excessive other comments.
Right.
Where I think, and just so that everybody knows, what we're thinking about doing, what we went through with one of the drafts, and it's now on this 2-7 one, is
go to the one
since
one.
Kate is recording all of the meetings,
right,
is the minutes should be summarized. We had Kate and Ken, we reviewed what is required by PSATs in the meeting minutes, but we've decided to add in the time on the audio recording. So if you want to hear the discussion, you can go online, go to the audio recording, and fast forward to the time so that you don't have to listen. But we'll direct you to it. So in that case, if you want to see if you wanted to hear in full the comments related to the schoolhouse, that minute marking would be there, and you may go listen to the full comments. But to try to put it all in a Word document is just excessive time for Kate. But I understand what you're saying. There are good topics. that were discussed, especially about the schoolhouse. And that's why I suggested if you wanted to summarize them and say, these are the three topics that were discussed about the schoolhouse, then somebody could go and hear further commentary. But to put everybody's verbatim words in here seems excessive.
Well, look, I mean, we were following, as far as I recall, following PSAT's requirements for the minutes previously, and they're described as cliff notes.
So what was described as cliff notes was, and it's not PSAT's guidelines. This is the Sunshine Act that we're talking about. And what it was a brief synopsis. Some things were omitted, but there was nowhere for anybody to go and reference them. So we were taking this brief overview and not having anywhere to go to listen to the full context. Kind of like what Ms. Fisher said in the beginning here, we would come here and nobody really knew what was going on. It's a brief statement, and that's it. See y'all next week.
Well, I think
and there was no audio file to go listen to.
Mr. Caroffa's explanation that the topic would be brought up, the three of you would vote, all three would vote yay, so there was no nothing to even put in the document or even here on a video because you just read the motion and approved it.
Right. The minutes were described as cliff notes. They were acceptable minutes. So it sounds like we wanted additional information, and now it seems like we don't want to have that information in it, is what my concern is.
Actually, we went over the top and gave more information. We gave a whole recording for that.
Right.
So if you realize, in the email that we were changing back and forth here this week, I stated that the calls about the cliff notes stopped when the audio files got posted, because then people could go in and find out what you were really talking about. What most people didn't still care for was there was no dialogue like there is now. Nobody knew what we were talking about. Some things were done by a resolution, and all right, see you, bye. Now there's dialogue. We're actually talking with everybody. Anybody has a question, you come up, you ask it. It's pretty clear. But for me to sit here and write down every single thing that Mr. Jones says or Mr. Murray says or Mr. Cabot, Mr. Buckman.
Right.
These Kate would be comments. Here for 6 weeks.
These are public comments. Are they being recorded properly in these minutes?
Yeah, yeah. So whenever I go through the Sunshine Act, and you have it too, Sean.
Well, okay, Katie emailed it to you. Can I define public comment? So we allow a public comment period at the beginning, right? That's a public comment period. If a resident asks a question while we're having a discussion, is that considered a public comment? Because it's not a public comment period.
So when...
Because that could be just a...
So when we had the discussion, mm-hmm. Kevin and Dave wanted to make a public comment about the schoolhouse, mm-hmm. and you asked them to hold it until the discussion, and then those comments were not included mm-hmm. in these minutes.
Okay.
They were recorded as a summary.
Okay, so it's a summary, and now you can go and view it at that time. So that's what it says in the Sunshine Act.
It refers to
now, it should have been in there. If it wasn't in there, that's wrong. It should have been Mr. Murray spoke or I'm going to assume you're talking about Mr. Hansen, Dave.
Yeah.
It should have said in there, Mr. Hansen spoke, Mr. Murray spoke. I agree with you. It should have referenced that. But we have an audio file that everybody can go listen to. I don't know who here would think that Kate is here to take dictation. We would have to hire somebody else. My job is to cut wasteful spending,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to do that. So what I am going to do is I'm going to keep this audio file there. And as soon as we get through some of this stuff here, we're going to put a camera here. You will not get any more transparent than that. And we've all agreed to have that. So I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. If there was something said that wasn't put here, it surely should have been referenced. I agree.
Okay.
And if it wasn't, I'm sorry, Ms. Kate.
Okay.
We could just tell her, and she would make sure it gets put in.
To my defense, that's why I send these out ahead of time for you to review. If you see mm-hmm. something that you think is missing... Reply back. I mean,
absolutely.
You haven't replied to much, so I haven't. You say you don't agree with what's in the minutes, but then you don't reply and tell me what you want in them.
I gave you guys my feedback, and then I've seen these emails all day for the last 3 days, just back and forth about these minutes.
Were you on the emails?
Oh, I was on them.
Okay, so you could have put input in.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do when an email crosses your phone.
I gave input. When I could, okay? The other thing is, I still haven't been able to finish through the March 6th minutes because we don't have any audio to reference back to.
So you were given an audio link from Ms. Kate.
No, I wasn't. Not that one.
That's not... You asked for the solicitor interviews.
They're not on the website. Why? What's going on with the website? Are we going to talk?
Well, let's tackle one thing. Come on, stop. Yeah. Well, of course we are. But let's back up here. So what meeting, what audio were you looking for? So you can't approve the March 6th because you haven't had time to review it. That's okay. We can pump that another week. We'll get you that file. That's not a big deal. We're in a transition mode. Again, we're trying to cut waste. So we went live with the other website. Triscar is a little bit behind. He assured me by Friday these would all be there. Friday came and went and they weren't there. But at 9:30 at night before Easter, he did call and tell me he was working on a bunch of things, and he didn't feel like he got everything he should have from our previous vendor. I worked with him in doing a scrape of our previous website. We scraped three or four different times. Each time we got different things. Not everything was complete the first time. It's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a hiccup. But we'll get you this file.
But the video is always available on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You could watch the video instead of listening to the recording.
I'm not interested in going to that YouTube channel.
Okay. So that's fine. But did you ask me?
You're a little inflexible with me.
You can email me and I can give it to you.
Did you email and ask for it?
I wasn't aware that
you email
and ask for it. I was waiting for this website.
But did you email and ask for it?
I didn't. You're telling me it's going to be online. You emailed me back and said, watch the website.
But you then emailed and asked for the solicitor interviews. So you were interested in the one, but not the other.
I'm interested in all of them.
Well, then why didn't you ask for it?
Because by the time I got through all the other content, what am I going to do? I'm going to review it here at the 11th hour.
No, I think what we'll do is we'll make sure you get it after this meeting. Right,
all
here.
Of this.
I think we can make sure you get it after this meeting, Sean. But you've had ample time to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ms. Kate, after this meeting, could you expeditiously get Mr. Frisco that, please?
Okay.
And then we'll approve those March 6th, meeting minutes.
Okay.
What do you want to do about February 7th? Otherwise, the draft has to go up. I think we, right?
No, there is
you
no more watermark.
We had a discussion on not putting drafts up before, and you agreed.
Talked to PSAS today about the watermark. Bad idea.
Okay.
Good idea. Once they're approved, that's when we should put them up. If not, the same thing can be accomplished. Fodder can be had. We're just not going to walk that mile.
Mr. Chair.
Excuse me?
I said Mr. Chair.
Oh.
may I make one brief comment as far as these minutes go? Because I hear Sean saying something. He wants Mr. Cabot's statement, I don't know, read in verbatim or whatever he wants, his spin on it or whatever he wants to print in minutes, I don't know. But we have a recording that states what he said. People can listen to it. Back after the first time, I guess 21, when Mr. Lamon ran, as constable, I came into the meeting and I asked specifically for my comments to be read into the minutes, verbatim. And what was put in the minutes, Sean? Your little brief synopsis of what you wanted it to say. It was nothing what was said.
Okay.
But there's no recording to say that back then. I have written down what was said.
Okay.
But you're afraid to let the people hear what's said because some of your people you have come in here make an ass out of themselves.
Hmm. Well, listen, moving forward, what we're going to do, it'll all be there. And this shouldn't be an issue in the future.
Right. So look, when we were talking about these public comments, this back and forth, there was a thing that was brought up. We talked about, let's see here, Bill Carafa, and there was an accusation made about his, some kind of complaint was filed, and you say he didn't do anything wrong. I just want to let you know that I think what I had heard is that the report was that he was admonished, which means, let me see here, pretty much left off with a warning. Doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong.
What are you talking about? So wait, sir.
That's not what took place.
You sure?
Do you, wait, hold on a second. Stop. Do you have the document in front of you?
I do not.
Okay,
no,
so what you're saying is what I heard. So now you're in here. What you say is a board of supervisors.
Yeah.
Let's not do stupid stuff like this. Let's do the township business. This is ridiculous. All right, so we're going to move forward. We're done with this. Childish. So February 7th, Ms. Fisher, where were we with February 7th?
I don't think we can have, I approved the minutes the way that they were. Sean is providing comments, so I think until we get the timestamps on all of them, I know we did it for the 2-7 was a sample, right, to show all the timestamps?
Yes.
I think in light of Sean wanting more commentary, us not wanting to burden Kate with typing up, 20-page minutes, I think we just need to make sure that all the timestamps are done.
I agree.
On the minutes, and that way, if you really want to hear the commentary, please go to the audio. You can hear it all for yourself. What I would suggest is let's make sure that if you are making commentary in the room, that you are speaking clearly and that you are speaking in a tone or a manner that can actually be picked up by the audio. So, because I noticed when I watched some of the videos, I know the camera's in the back of the room. Some people I hear great and other people I don't. So just make sure that for all purposes, you speak clearly so that any audio recording can pick up your voice.
Identify yourself.
Basically. So basically what I think we...
So if we can get that for the minutes...
I agree.
The timestamps, and then they don't have to be as long and people can listen to the recording themselves.
I think it's a great idea. So do you have a problem with that, Sean, this synopsis and working with the audio file and having the timestamp where everybody can go view this? I think it's fine.
I thought the minutes were fine before, but they were described as cliff notes.
Without the audio, correct?
Right.
Okay, so now there's audio, you're fine with it. All right, so Ms. Kate, in the future, can we go ahead and please
not
add?
Necessarily.
Not the future, all of them.
The minutes are the record of what happens at the
yes.
meeting. The audio is not.
So the minutes have to be in accordance with the Sunshine Act.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what are we to do? Would you like to approve these 2-7 meeting minutes that have the time denotation on it?
I'd say no.
Okay, so are you going to then, you're not going to approve, or you... You provided comments mm-hmm. on your 2-7 the timestamps were done.
We can go and we can, summarize these a little bit more, mm-hmm. these comments. But, I think the general feel for what needs to be in here, and as much as the, if somebody's making a public comment, I think it needs to be in there. And,
I think we need to fully define public comment.
Part of the
I hate
other
to say
is,
that, but is public these, comment the heading of the meeting at the beginning? Because I think to your point, if we asked somebody to hold public comment to a later discussion because we were going to be covering that topic, then likely that's still considered a public comment. It should be. But then when we have discussion, I don't think we're going to say, oh, Rick Buckman said this, and, Mr. Jones said this. I don't think we're going to...
So these meetings... You're looking at having a public meeting between the Board of Supervisors. It's a meeting between the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and you can open these agenda items to public comment.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with the organization yeah. of these minutes and everything else that goes on at these meetings. So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
These things have been less organized than they probably could be for recording your minutes.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to give another stab at trying to shorten them a little bit? Or?
I'm not taking any more time at it. I've spent hours putting this already mm-hmm. together. So.
Well, if his is factually correct, which I'm assuming it is.
I would go through and review it in case there's something in there that is not accurate. I did my best. There's a lot of content.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of spelling errors, but
all right.
That's what Word's for.
So you are requesting the verbatim?
I'm not, Kate. I can't ask you to do this every month.
Well, the question is...
what's the sense in having the audio file on the website at all for them?
That's what people are trying to get to, so it's not there.
What do you need, Mr.
Minutes are supposed to just be an overview of what was said. That's what minutes of a meeting are all about. I was in business for almost 50 years.
No, but there is a Sunshine Act. I think what Sean's really hitting on is the definition of public comment. Because it does say in the Sunshine Act, for a public comment, you have to indicate who said it and what they said.
It was a brief overview.
So when we allow discussion...
It's a brief overview of the discussion.
And a public resident makes a comment, is that considered a public comment? And in that case, then Sean's probably right. You have to make every note that the public made a comment. And that's what we probably need to clarify.
So this is from our solicitor, who flat out says, Kate is correct. Per the Sunshine Law, minutes must include the name of any resident who makes a comment and the subject or substance of those comments. They are not to be a verbatim transcript, nor a detailed summary. That comes from the Sunshine Act. That's what's going to go into these meeting minutes. If not, I'm going to pay this young lady to sit over there and basically write dictation all day long, which I'm sure she doesn't want to do that. That's not what she's hired to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to bring someone on to do dictation for you. Mm-hmm. We have audio file on there because Ms. Tackett and you and everybody else thought that that was what was going to help this community, and it is. I stand by my, we're going to post these meeting minutes with those on there, with the donation of the time on there, and it's going to be exactly what the Sunshine Act says. It's going to be a summary of what was said. But I'm not going to sit here and say every single word that Don Cavett says, or Mr. Hansen, or Mr. Buckman, or Mr. Jones. We would have 10 pages here, and it's not fair to her. We have other township business that needs to be done, and that's what we should do. Again, the Cliff Notes were just that, without the audio file backup. If the audio was there, nobody would have had anything to say. That's what it should say. So I didn't go through and read all this. And I can't sit here and do every single thing that I've been doing and then sit here and read a 10-page novel before I come into this meeting to say I approve this. Mm-hmm. Just not going to happen. Is that something you want to do, Ms. Kate, on a weekly basis?
What? Dictation?
Yeah. Right.
I think by making them so verbose, we're also opening ourselves up for errors.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because...
Exactly.
That would be a concern, too.
So the audio is on it. I agree with what you said. I didn't want to reference Mr. Nolan's videos back there, although the views have picked up. They are not a township video. They're not for the township. I can't reference that. Mr. No. Nolan could edit that. Right? And it wouldn't be fair to anybody in this room for me to take that chance. Now, he's never done that, but I wouldn't want to take that chance. Mm-hmm. I would rather take the chance on having my own video camera here, Miss Kate, uploading that video, calling it a day, because I trust Miss Kate. She's an employee of this township.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I went back and read his article from the 14th meeting, and all that dialogue that was in there is, like, missing. Like a dialogue about the politics and bringing politics into the township and him being the Democrat committee municipal chair. And
that was on his video?
Oh, it's on his video. It's not in the in the article.
It's not in the article because I don't write the article about me and you picking on me in a meeting that I am not the news I'm trying to report in the meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Cavett.
Anyway,
all right. The history here. So I think that's what we should do moving forward.
I will revise them again.
But yeah, let's revise this here. I do need to reread it though. I cannot go ahead and approve it without reading all of it. I didn't have time to sit there and do that, as you said you did. And if you don't want to approve the 2-7 meeting minutes, Ms. Fisher, did you have a chance to review them, or would you like to go ahead and review them?
I read all the minutes. I did not read all of Sean's commentary back because we were having the discussion in email with Kate and with Ken, with all of us, trying to say what is the right amount of...
Let me ask this. Mr. Hansen, you watched the videos, you said, right? Do you think this would be okay to have the Sunshine Act written just the way it is, with our audio, not the video, our audio with a donation of a timestamp? What does everybody think?
You three vote on that. So you.
Well, you guys are community, so I would.
All right, you
so
three vote on
Mr.
it.
Mr. George, what do you think? Or Mr. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones.
I'm fine with that because I think it makes sense and it does what it needs to do, and that's what it's all about.
Mr. Buckman, do you have any?
I think the recordings times noted on there would be fine.
Mr. Murray?
I agree, and I think that the sooner the township can get their own YouTube channel and video up, the better.
Amen. And just to touch on that, Mr. Murray, I spoke with Ms. Kate about it. We are, as you can imagine, underwater a little bit, but that is on the agenda. Hopefully by next Wednesday, I'll give you an answer on that.
Lower Frederick has a really good system. I think they use Zoom, and people are able to comment or ask questions virtually if they need to.
Right.
And it's pretty good.
I did reach out to Lower. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah. So that was something we discussed as well, Lower Fred. Did you want to say something, Mr.
Well, no, I mean, you're just going to pull the room, I think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Go
I think basically what it comes down to is the minutes are the table of contents and the recording is the book. How difficult is that?
Exactly. You want to do graphic things.
That's well said.
Okay. All right, so moving forward, that's what we're going to do. Big sigh of relief. So we're going to punt these meeting minutes until next Wednesday.
Yes.
I will review them. Mr. Frisco, you should review them as well.
I'm going to review them again because you're going to add the minutes.
Yes, Ms. Kate's going to revise them.
The timing, I mean, yeah.
But we got to get back to her. We can't just leave it open-ended. Yep. We have to get back to her. All right, so we're going to punt this till Wednesday. All right, new business. Review township manager ad to be placed on employment sites. Did everybody have a chance to review it?
Mm-hmm.
I did as well. I liked it.
And this is what's going on Indeed?
This is what they had posted in the past when they looked for a township manager. Because you want to keep it a little smaller to post on there. And then I did print out PSAT's description of what a township manager is, just for reference. I don't think that's something that you would post on your site or on your ad, but...
Right. On Indeed.
Can you put a link on there if somebody wants to see it? On Indeed, can you post a link?
I don't know.
To more detailed description? But I think if somebody's applying, they kind of know what a township manager does.
I think they should.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have any changes. I see you added the budget.
Yeah, I would like
you could estimate the budget. Actually, I don't know that I put in for... You could put in approximately $4 million.
Okay.
Yeah,
any changes you want, I just needed somewhere to start. Yeah.
In the experience, 1 to 3. Maybe we can go a little bit better than 1.
What are you looking at?
The experience, 1 to 3 years.
Oh, yeah, so that was something I wanted to bring up.
Well, we are a small township. I mean...
I want someone who's experienced.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
We got development coming. I want somebody who's like a pit bull here on top of everything. Yeah, I'm just saying. That was just my thought there. A couple more years.
You guys have to make that decision, not me. So.
Yeah.
I think 5 years.
I'd say 3.
You could just say minimum 3.
Yeah,
minimum 3.
I would, yeah. Salary, can we low ball 20 grand, something like that? Okay, in the back, nothing.
Well, we're not posting that.
No,
the actual piece set. So, are we done with this item?
So, we're just doing this.
Yeah.
This first.
Well, no, I just wanted to look at that second part. Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, just the one pager is the ad.
Yeah. And how long is this running till? We said a budget for it?
Did we not say, what was it?
So I'll have to look into that, but I couldn't post anything without, so I think there's different costs. But.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so we don't need to make a motion or anything like that on
You already motioned on it before, I never got feedback on the actual, what I could post.
Okay, yeah.
I just have one quick question with the township manager. I know a lot of people are into working remotely. Would that be something that you would be open to, or would the person have to physically be here?
I'd like hands-on.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're I know that's a thing that a lot of people are asking nowadays, the working remotely versus coming into the office.
I'm old school.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they can't work from home sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it could be
somebody needs to
be here.
But we do need somebody in the building.
Because I know that question's going to come up.
Absolutely.
When the applicants start coming in.
Yeah. Okay, and then revised previously advertised planning commission dates, meeting dates. So the meeting minutes that we advertised, they were basically going to fall on for the month of November, would be Thanksgiving, and a December meeting would fall on 12/26. So we would, recommended change would be to put them on November 21st and December 19th instead. I personally don't have a problem with it.
You're good with that.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry, am I supposed to answer that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just say, because what you're going to do.
I'm fine with what you just said.
Yeah.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, so we're just rescheduling.
You don't need to look at your calendar or anything? Okay.
In December, I'm busy every day, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully in November this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
The El Nino lifted, I hear. Changes fine.
There's no motion that needs to be made.
I don't think so.
There's plenty of advertising.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to adjourn to an executive session real quick so we can discuss a personnel matter, and then we'll be back.
You're skipping over three, open space, because we covered it.
Oh, God, I wrote over top of it.
Oh, no.
I apologize. I wrote over my own thing. So number three is open space here. So as I told everybody earlier, I have this is something I've been working on since 21. There's an open space plan that's run through the county, as Mr. Buckman had said. And in just talking to the amount of residents I did, this was a major thing that everybody was interested in doing. I know the flavor wasn't exactly what everybody wanted back in the 80s, but I think with these developments that are coming in here, it's got people more receptive to the idea. So what I want to do is I want to bring my people on. We need to staff an open space committee. It's always been as needed. And I think, Mr. Murray, I think when I look back through, I believe you were on this committee back in the day, like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it
was. Yeah, but I think I saw your name on there. So it hasn't been staffed in a little while here. So I would like to, at the next meeting, make a presentation and try and put some people on this here so we can start moving forward. Yes, sir, Mr. Buckman.
If you want, it's your decision. If you want to give this test to the Planning Commission, this will give us something to work on while our new members are getting up to speed on the subdivision and land development ordinance and attending classes and hopefully reading our comprehensive plan. This is something we could start right away, and they don't need to be educated on this. We could start.
Absolutely. So I wouldn't mind doing that, having them, because I did already talk to everybody who's been doing this for these years and tell them that they would have to work with this open space committee hand in hand with the Planning Commission, because there's trails and things like that the Open Space Committee works with. But there's contacts out there as well. Absolutely. I would definitely, put that to you as well so you can start working with those gentlemen there. I think that would be great. So that would be next Wednesday. I would just like to staff this board here.
Okay.
You want to staff it, or you're going to...
The board. I would like us to staff this board. Now,
I get people to fill out a volunteer form?
Yeah, are we so not going to have people?
So sure, absolutely.
Apply. People need to apply.
Sure, you could. Sure. Volunteer form.
Right.
So we'll announce that at the next meeting, that if people want to participate on the open space committee that is being reinitiated.
Sure.
They need to complete an application that is online, a sure. volunteer application.
Yes.
It should be there.
Should be there. Yeah.
I didn't.
We'll make sure
I haven't done any of the website, so I'm not sure if everything made it or not.
But I mean, that'll be.
If you didn't want a separate board, if the planning commission could do it.
Oh, that's what he's saying.
I think I have a part-time staff and a whole other committee, and if the planning commission doesn't have that many things right now, I don't see why that wouldn't be a good opportunity for them to get involved and do some of these things.
I wouldn't mind them doing that, but I want that planning commission hyper-focused on our fair share and everything else, tightening up our ordinances. I want them to work with, I already spoke with, Norm from LTL, asking him how we could go about reviewing these things here, and that's something I'm going to propose as well. I think you're going to have your plate full here fairly quickly. But I don't mind doing that, Rick, if you would like to do it. I just happen to have worked on this for 3 years now.
Well, Kevin.
So I don't mind doing it.
I was county controller when the county started her.
Okay. You know,
I got a little bit of experience with
it. I got you.
Yeah, I think
your decision.
I think I know. I don't mind, Rick, if that's what you want to do.
I mean, I think it's a good idea. We've got experienced people that, you know, with Rick that kind of know what's been done in the past. And I think if they get to a point where they need extra people to do the open space or be dedicated to open space, then maybe they just make that recommendation.
Kevin, what was your experience on, like, how is this board structured? How did it operate? Was it effective? What did it do?
There really wasn't much going on with it. We really didn't do a whole lot. So that's why it stopped.
Okay. So in this time, just in the last, you know, little bit of, I don't know, 3 months here, I went ahead, got county contacts, looked into some places to get funding other than taxpayer dollars, things like that,
yeah,
to move forward with.
Speaking of which, when we, Ms. Phillips from Gosch and Hoppen was here talking about the schoolhouse, mm-hmm. the idea that might work for some of this is, she made a comment along the lines of people that wanted to contribute to the schoolhouse, there could be a fund created, they could donate to it, or they could pursue grants. So that might be something could apply to open space instead of just saying, hey, here's a tax.
Right. I think that's what he meant by funding.
Right.
Yeah, that there's probably grants out there.
What Mrs. Phillips was referring to was we had a historical society as well back in the day. That's how we got the War Memorial out there. But once we got it, we unstaffed that as well. So I would agree with Ms. Phillips. I think we should probably put that historical society back together in our community here. Well, because that sounds like it was definitely a hot button issue, and I think those people could work diligently towards that.
Well, I don't think she mentioned recreating that historical society, but I think it's a good idea.
No, she said she was on it.
She was on it. Okay.
She was on it with Mr. Young, who spearheaded that operation.
Okay.
And then it was subsequently dissolved. So again, I think we should staff that. I think that would be a great thing as well. But that's not on the agenda tonight. Mr. Buckman, if you want to do that, that's fine by me. If you want to take that task on.
Well, it gives us stuff to do, and then I don't get accused of skipping meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right, so with that said.
So will you be doing a presentation next week, or you're just handing this off to?
Yeah, I can do. Well, no, hey, Rick, do you want to do the presentation, Mr. Buckman?
Do you
Buckman?
Want to do your presentation and then pass it on?
Nah, let them do it all.
It's been something I've been trying to do anyway.
Mr. Buckman, do you have a presentation, anything like that you want to? Next Wednesday, you want to come in and talk about it with everybody in here? That would probably be good. That way everybody will know what we're doing.
Bill, did you already start it? I mean, you could give them what you already started, too.
I don't have it all complete, no.
I can come in if people have questions. I won't have a presentation yet. I mean,
but if Bill
so
started
you can have an open space discussion that the Planning Commission is going to take it over.
Yeah, I basically am thinking out loud at this point. So
I figured. That's all right.
That's fine.
But something like I said, I tried to do 30 or 40 years ago. Like,
sure.
Dust off that memory.
Yeah. So it sounds good to me, Mr. Buckman. So we'll see you next Wednesday.
I also, there's probably something we can do with the Central Park Valley Regional Planning Committee, because they confirmed the other week at the meeting that Lower Frederick and Upper Frederick are the rural portions of the Central Park Valley. So I think we have their support to make sure that we're doing the right things, and they have their own, you know, maybe additional ideas through Eric Jarrell regarding open space. So
we'll add it next week.
Okay. All right. So at this time, we are going to adjourn to an executive session here to discuss personnel matters.
I think it's called recess. We're recessing. We're not adjourning the meeting.
Make a motion to recess to a executive session in which we will return.
Second.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we will be back.
Yeah. So
we're
going to go over
that? Yeah. Actually, I can turn myself into two-part. Okay,
that's good.
And we're back. Okay. So I'm going to put my pen over there.
Okay.
Okay. Do I need to make a motion to re-adjourn the meeting? Rick or Dave, do I? Yeah? All right, so I make a motion to re-adjourn the meeting here. We're back for our executive session.
I second.
Third. Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Old business, we have a solicitor appointment. Discussion on the solicitor for the interviews.
You're not discussing it.
Say again.
No, you just go to.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make an appointment here. So I'm going to make a motion to appoint. Clemens, Richter, and Rice as the township solicitor.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
And I'm abstaining, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's it. So, yes. All those in favor?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Interim township manager. We got to make a motion here. So, we're going to make a motion to appoint Kate Hanna as the interim township manager. With an increase of $575 a week, retroactive to February 16th, 2024.
I second.
Do I have a second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And just to bring people up to speed, if you were present for the discussion where we had about hiring the outside firm to find someone. And then they said they could get us an interim manager for $135 an hour. Kate graciously stepped up, said, hey, I wouldn't mind doing this role for us. And we agreed that Kate was the perfect candidate. It saved us money than using an outside person coming in as an interim manager at $135 an hour. And she's kind of doing the job already, and she's been doing it. And she's the only one here. So, we want to make sure that we have somebody at the, you know, in the building all the time as well. So we agreed to the increased rate as the interim manager, and I appreciate her stepping up to help us out here too.
She is the best secretary the township can have.
You could ask 100 an hour and still save them money.
Rick.
Darn.
Not now. Okay, and then lastly for old businesses, website transition. Everybody probably noticed that the old website has come down. The new one had gone up. We're in the middle of transitioning right now. There is some things that are still missing here as of right now. We were assured that they would be all up by last Friday, but there seems like that there were some things missing as of Friday. So the group that we had started using, I guess back in October, November, is still working diligently to get the rest of it updated. They now have all the files, and I believe Kate is working with them, and on Monday has a training class to get the rest of the documents where they should be.
Feel free to check it out if you see anything missing.
Not necessarily get all the documents. They're doing that, but it's showing me how to put stuff into it.
Mm-hmm. You need education.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's confusing.
Yeah, so if ever anybody sees anything missing or anything like that, please feel free to email Miss Anna.
I'm sorry, what?
Zoning Hearing Board?
The...
I don't think that was advertised.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Zoning Hearing Board one? For, you know, the 16th?
Coming up, you mean?
Yeah.
So I just...
It was advertised?
Hmm? It was?
Yeah.
When did that come up? I mean, it's on the website.
Oh, it's not on the website, no, because they just transitioned to the new.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. It's not on there, so.
Yeah, and that has to be there. No, I'm glad he said that. So that has to be a priority as well, because that has to be up 24 hours ahead of time as well. So we got to make sure. But that's the 16th. It better be there by the 16th.
I'm just saying, you know, I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yep. But feel free. If you notice anything that needs to be, that seems like it's missing, let us know.
If you can email... would be best, or a phone call to let me know if you notice things so I can start tracking a list to get to them.
But I think in general it looks better. It's easier to find things on it. I found it easier to maneuver through.
But we can always update this too. Don't feel like we're locked into it. So there's certain themes. So whenever the last board and Ms. Tackett went through, this was part of it. They gave us three different options. There was a gentleman that somehow gotten into the mix prior to the firm we're using now, or the company we're using now, that stopped short of doing what he was supposed to do. So there's a couple options out there. Once this gets up and running, that we'll be able to pick from, all three of us, or you know, get community input to set the page layout. What I don't like is the page is different than my cell phone. But whenever I had the old website, it was the same on my phone as it was on the website on your home PC or laptop. And what that is that it all works in conjunction with the size of your devices is what that's all about.
Did they give us a time frame when they're going to get all the, like right now, unless I'm missing something, for 2024, all the like agendas, minutes, and recordings are missing. Did they give us a time frame when they're going to get that up?
So, yeah, it was last Friday is when it was. What had happened was we pulled the scrape three different times. So when I talked to Civic Plus, they said, listen, all you need to do is pull this back up. So we pulled the backup, but 23 files were missing, 22 files were missing. Some other things on there weren't even updated. So we go back again, do another scrape, get a couple more files. We end up doing this like three or four times to get it all. And now we're at the point where we finally have it all, but now it's a boatload of information. These guys are trying to hurry up and stick it all in there.
One question I did have about that. There's zero access to the old website. Like, I can't even I tried to reference just to see if I could get in on the back end of our website, just to see if there's anything missing. Like, I have zero access to that old site at all.
I would ask Kelly Coop. So I did
send her an email today because it'd be very helpful to be able to look at the old one and say, oh, wait, that's not over here, but I can't.
Travis said he tried to get a hold of her as well, and that's what he said. He said, I wish she would have worked a little bit more with me here. But in her defense, you know, she was operating without a contract for quite some time. Okay. So I'm hoping that she'll still be, you know, a little bit nice. But we did just take business from her and go somewhere else. So
yeah.
She might take her ball and go home. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, that's how it goes.
I did send
business.
Her an email, so I'll see if she would call
Yeah,
back,
that would okay. be great. Anything else about that?
No, that looks good.
All right. Upcoming meetings, we have Board of Supervisors regular meeting April 10, 2024 at 7 p.m. We have our Planning Commission meeting coming up April 25th, 2024 at 7 p.m. and our Parks Board meeting, April 30th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Kev, did you want to say anything about the Parks and Rec Board? Are you good?
I'm good. If we could get the stomp on the announcements for next week's meeting, that'd be great. That's okay. We are having trail maintenance on this Saturday, from like 9 till 12 or 1, somewhere in that range. And we have a few people signed up online for the race. So
you can sign up already. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you said trail maintenance is Saturday. Do you have enough volunteers for that first?
I think so. You do. Take as many as we can get, though.
Do you want me to post it on Facebook?
Sure.
Excuse me, Facebook.
Where you sign up for stuff online? The website or?
There's a link on our Facebook page, or there's a flyers here where you can get to the website.
Thanks.
What's required with trail maintenance?
A smile and some tools. Maybe some clippers and
Chainsaw or rake. Do you need like
clothing that you're not going to be afraid to walk through some pickers and
my muck boots?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this year. You should call it this year a mud run.
Well, it is
kind of mud run.
I don't know. I've never done one. I just know my buddy, his wife does these things. Announcements. We have suggestion box for community day and other community events, and register for Ready Montco emergency alerts. Any public comment?
You can do the swamp creek stomp for May 11th. As well.
Oh, yeah, okay. And also Swamp Creek Stomp for May 11th at
9 o'clock.
At 9 a.m. Miss Madeline, anything to add for today?
Not really.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear. All right, I make a motion to adjourn this workshop meeting. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.